Well, thank you very much for being here. The Supreme Court's ruling on tariffs is deeply disappointing, and I'm ashamed of certain members of the court, absolutely ashamed, for not having the courage to do what's right for our country.
Donald Trump is essentially declaring war on the Supreme Court after appointing three of the members out of the nine Supreme Court members because they struck down his widespread tariffs that were attacks on the American people. He is now using January 6th type rhetoric. He was using this rhetoric 5 years ago when he said that Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what needed to be done for this country. The parallel today is he's saying the Supreme Court didn't have the courage to do what needed to be done. I just want to point out, if any Democrats had talked like this about judges or local courts or ICE or anybody, he would call them insurrectionists. Directly attacking the Supreme Court and courts and any single check and balance is absolutely insurrection. And that's what Donald Trump has done multiple times. In this next clip, he basically admits that he's destroying the country by saying, "I'm allowed to destroy the country, but I can't charge a fee." Yeah, exactly. You can't charge a fee. As Republican Representative Don Bacon posted, Supreme Court Gorsuch posts a perfect summary as to why this is illegal and unconstitutional, because the power to tax American citizens is vested in Congress. It says, quote, "For those who think it is important for the nation to impose more tariffs, I understand that today's decision will be disappointing. All I can offer them is that most major decisions affecting the rights and responsibilities of the American people are funneled through the legislative process for a reason. Yes, legislating can be hard and take time, and yes, it is tempting to bypass Congress when some pressing problems arise, but the deliberative nature of the legislative process is the whole point of its design. Through that process, the nation can tap into the combined wisdom of the people's elected representatives, not just that of one faction or man." He goes on to say how this is the best process to do it. It stops one person from being able to guide the country, and the Republicans who are complaining now will be happy if in 4 years a Democrat oversteps and the Supreme Court says, "Hey, you can't do that." Let's watch Donald Trump saying that he's allowed to destroy the country. Make sure you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It's the best way to help boost these pro-democracy videos. Thank you.
And we'll be a lot stronger for it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars. We'll continue to do so. To show you how ridiculous the opinion is, however, the court said that I'm not allowed to charge even $1. I can't charge $1. Can't charge a dollar. I would have used one penny, but we don't make the pennies anymore. We save money. Can't charge $1 to any country under IEEPA. Not $1. I assume to protect other countries. This must have been done to protect those other countries. Certainly not the United States of America, which they should be interested in protecting. That's what they're supposed to be protecting. But I am allowed to cut off any and all trade or business with that same country. In other words, I can destroy the trade. I can destroy the country. I'm even allowed to impose a foreign country destroying embargo. I can embargo. I can do anything I want, but I can't charge $1. Because that's...
Yeah. That's what the Constitution says, dummy.
That's not what it says.
Yeah, what?
And that's not the way it even reads. I can do anything I want to do to them, but I can't charge any money. So I'm allowed to destroy the country, but I can't charge them a little fee. I could give them a little two-cent fee, but I cannot charge under any circumstances. I cannot charge them anything. Think of that. How ridiculous is that? I'm allowed to embargo them. I'm allowed to tell them you can't do business in the United States anymore. We want you out of here. But if I want to charge them $10, I can't do that.
I am just shocked. He's openly saying he can destroy the country if he wants. In this clip, Republican Representative Don Bacon goes on CNN and calls out Donald Trump.
But having this ruling now that was so clearly puts the power back in Congress's hands, the House's hands, we have to stand up on our own two feet and use these authorities, because that's what the founders intended. So I intend to ensure that we continue to have votes now on these tariffs. I thought maybe we could back off because the Supreme Court ruled, but hearing the president just now saying he was going to do a 10% global tariff and he was going to try to use other authorities for tariffs means that we got to keep voting on this. and having the majority position heard.
You heard that right. Donald Trump is now trying to place a new 10% tariff using a different authority. Read this. The legal authority that Trump is invoking for his new 10% global tariff. Like, this dude is just destructive. He's trying to just destroy the country. Remember what he says?
I can do anything I want to do to them, but I can't charge any money. So I'm allowed to destroy the country, but I can't charge them a little fee. I could give them a...
Yeah, I really hope you don't destroy the effing country. It's Section 122 of the Trade Act of 1974. It's never been used before, and it's not clear how courts will interpret that authority. It allows the president to issue tariffs temporarily to address, quote, large and serious United States balance of payments deficits or other situations that present fundamental international payment problems. The law was passed after President Nixon imposed a 10% global tariff in 1971 to try to fix a financial balance. Trump's previous tariffs were meant to address trade deficits, but it didn't work. We have new studies showing it's gotten worse. Asked if he was surprised by the Friday court's decision, he said yes, but then he said he reads very well and has great reading comprehension. Let me play this clip for you.
That what we did was number one, according to, I mean, I read the paragraphs. I read very well. Great comprehension. I read everything there is to read, and I said, we can't lose this case. But we can when judges are political, when they want to be politically correct, when they're catering to a group of people in D.C., maybe. I don't know what it is, because when you read it, there's no other interpretation. There is no other interpretation. But it's okay, because what has come out, and I'll say it for the third...
It's settled. Donald Trump has read it, and apparently there is no other interpretation. Somehow he starts talking about kissing men in this press conference.
Of course, I don't think there's planes big enough to take the press in this room, but a lot of the press right here, we're in Georgia, and I said to the owner, I made a speech at a factory. They made steel products, and I said, how are you? Nice to meet you. How's business? President, I'd love to kiss you. This is a very powerful man. I don't want to be kissed by that man, but a very powerful, strong man. He's been in the steel business for many years. His father started it. And he said, sir, I want to kiss you. I said, why? He said, because we were down to working 1 hour a week, and then you came in and imposed tariffs.
Someone replied, what? And I cannot stress this enough. The fuck. But it gets even worse. Donald Trump then says he doesn't care. He couldn't care less if the Supreme Court justices come to his upcoming State of the Union.
And they'll be replaced with the other tariffs.
Mr. President, the Supreme Court justices who ruled against this the policy, striking it down, are they still invited to your State of the Union next week? And will you still speak with them?
They are invited. Barely. Barely. Three are happily invited. No. They're barely invited. Honestly, I couldn't care less if they come, okay?
Somebody replied with this video of Donald Trump. I can't tell if it's real. I don't think this is a real video of Trump, but this is him throwing a temper tantrum right here. But to continue, he then says, the Democrats on the court are a disgrace to our nation. This is insurrection. Quite literally insurrection.
The Democrats on the court are thrilled, but they will automatically vote no. They're an automatic no, just like in Congress. They're an automatic no. They're against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and great again. They also are a, frankly, disgrace to our nation, those justices. They're an automatic no, no matter how good a case you have. It's a no. You can't knock their loyalty.
He said earlier that Democrats are against anything that makes America strong, healthy, and safe. He paints America as sick under the Democrats and like he's going to fix it. But I think America's institutions have a deep sickness that Donald Trump is only making more and more sick, only rigging for himself. He's like giving heroin to a sick person when we just want to give healthcare to a sick person. Literally, the Democrats just want healthcare. We do want to make our country safe, stronger, healthier. We want to give people access to just the bare minimum when they're struggling. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.